cliffcentral.com.
Good morning. Yeah, we're beaming from the top of our building. Cliffcentral.com, all over the place, on the internet, in your house, in your shower. We could be in your bed with you. We could be in the most intimate places you can imagine.
Oh, we sound kind of creepy.
We are a bit creepy, I'll tell you what. Especially certain shows, like Casper de Vries, you know, that's creepy.
Oof.
You know? Good morning.
Hey.
How's everybody? Hey. What's happening? So, here we are on a Thursday again. Justice Malala will join us later on. He's going to be on the line. He's in KZN checking out the situation down there. So, we'll check in with him. Morning, Sia.
Oh, Justice in KZN with the floods.
Uh-huh.
Okay, hope good situation.
I'm sure good situation. Morning, Flax.
Morning, how are you?
Very good. And morning, Your Majesty Queen Mabali.
Oh, thank you, my loyal subject.
Excellent. Ben is not here this morning. He was so sick the last 3 days. He was pathetic. And it irritates me when sick people are around me. So I told him to stay at home. And he's decided, fine, today and tomorrow he's going to recover. He's going to stay in bed and he's going to recover.
Quarantine.
It's the only way.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a bit of a martyr when it gets to being sick, because if I don't come in, I always feel like I'm letting people down.
True, right? But then if you come in and you're all grumpy and irritable.
Yeah. Or if you make them sick, then you really are the enemy.
It really is a fine line.
And you know, that tissue upper nostril look is not a good one.
No, it wasn't.
It looked horrible. Ben.
A for effort. Team player.
Yeah, sure.
You know, committed, determined, but yeah, just rest.
And Ben gets really upset, but he doesn't show it. He just goes quiet, right?
Mm.
So when I was attacking him yesterday, telling him how ridiculous it is that he's even here and he should be home getting better, then he sulks. So let him go home and sleep it off. And then when he comes back next week, he can be all guns blazing.
Sure.
And, you know, giving us all, like, the gears. Because he does that. He likes to do that.
You sick people in the office. Like, you legit got to dodge people
out
there.
Oh, listen. This is the time of year. I'm warning you. You think it's just here at Cliff Central. It's everywhere. You're going to have at your office people with a trail of snot behind them.
Oh,
people who are sneezing.
Like a snail.
Yeah, people sneezing the whole time. Sitting there shivering.
Completely talking like this.
It's horrible. Cat sick. Who else?
Cat was quarantined to a certain section of the room yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. She had to work on her own desk, like far, far away from everyone else.
Sure.
Because we are not about that life.
No, and you don't want to get sick, right?
And you know, we're already bad at washing our hands. And now you've got people sneezing into their hands and then they're shaking your hand or they're touching your phone.
You just reminded me of something.
What?
I had to sterilize my hands yesterday. My brother and sister-in-law had another baby.
A muzzle.
Yay! Yeah.
So I had to go to the hospital, which you know I hate doing, but it was for a good cause.
I don't think you'd love going to the hospital because that's like the epicenter of cleanliness.
No, super bugs, dude.
Oh.
And think of all those sick people in a hospital. That's why those bugs spread so quickly.
Yeah, I mean, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, oh, a hospital must be sterile, it's clean. But if you think about it, that's where all germs and bugs end up in one building.
Right.
Is but in a hospital.
I know for, like, my sister who's just like you, Gareth, every, like, 3 meters or so in a hospital, you'll get the detergent against the wall. Oh, she loves that.
I love that, too. I've got one of those bottles at home.
Okay, but wait.
I should make people do that as they walk into my house. Wouldn't that be funny? Wow. I should have a table right
every
next to the
corner,
entrance.
Every corner.
Yeah, no, just at the entrance to my house. And I should say, hi, nice to have you here. Sure, can I get you something to drink? Oh, before you do anything, just watch your mind.
Make them put those nets on their shoes.
And a mask across their mouth.
Oh, please don't.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Is it a niece or a nephew?
It is another nephew.
Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah, but so now they're two little boys. Oh, this is a point of the bone of such contention at the moment.
Don't worry, it's not just in your family.
You know, of course. And nobody ever likes the name.
Except not, the parents?
I mean, not everybody ever likes the name, you know?
Yeah.
Like someone in the family or two or three people in the family are never going to be happy. So you just, I suppose it's the parents' prerogative. They just have to steam ahead. My point is, with any of this, is you've got to give your kid a name that could end up being the name of a rock star or a president or a cool kid or a whatever you want them to end up being, but give them options of not being pigeonholed by a name. So don't call the child, you know, Epididymus.
Oh.
I don't think that's nice.
Okay.
Because you kind of link, your kid can only ever be a classical musician or a philosopher or a writer.
You know, names, you're right, they're a contentious issue.
I mean, it's really tough. And particularly if you make it a difficult name, like there are a lot of names in this country on the white and black team that are very hard to pronounce.
Yes.
And what you do is you're not just, and it, believe me, it's not a cultural victory if you end up standing in front of someone from Belgium and they can't pronounce your name. It's just embarrassing for you and for them. And when they say your name and it's a famous name one day and no one can pronounce it properly, you're never going to get more famous than that. It sort of stops you at a certain point, you know?
Uh-huh.
So if your name is Osavania, and your parents think that's a great move because it's like a cultural thing of pride, you know, the Osava or whatever.
Yeah.
Anywhere in the world, she's going to be called the most horrible things.
But look at Schwarzenegger on the other side of the coin.
Of course, but people still... they say Schwarzenegger, they say Schwarzenegger, they say... It's bad. It's a difficult name. And plus, even if you... Nobody can spell it. Can you spell Schwarzenegger?
Oh, yeah.
Right? No. You don't know how many G's or... And you know what it means?
No.
No, but I
Black
mean...
Black Negro.
Ah.
No, that's the action.
Is that what it means?
Schwarzer is... Schwarz is black, the color black.
Yeah.
Nigger, I mean, must I... Schwarzer Nigger.
Wow, I did not know.
You never
know
thought
that.
About that. It's no. The most racist name in the world. Do you want to... It's terrible.
I would Google that, but I still don't know how to spell
but
the
look,
surname.
But look, here's the deal. Even... Because it's a surname, you get a pass. You know, that's the family name. It's been carried down
no,
on the male
but
line.
But I mean, if you go to any part in the world, it doesn't matter which country, there are going to be names that are difficult for you to pronounce.
Absolutely.
And that's just because it's a language barrier
sure.
thing.
Sure, I mean...
You go to Austria, you're going to struggle.
Absolutely. But try to make it... Call your kid John.
No.
No matter where you're from.
John is so bland and so boring.
It's fine. It'll do. At least John can plug into anything.
Can
you know,
imagine?
It's like having an Android instead of an iPhone. I'm an iPhone fan. But some places, iPhone just isn't useful anymore. And some places, iPhone's a problem. Like if you're using a PC, then suddenly your iPhone has to talk to your PC.
Yeah, but you're
know
not gonna,
I mean?
You're not going to find a John in Paris or in Beijing. That's just it's just not going to work.
Jean-Pierre.
But I look, there's got to be some universal name. Man, woman, boy, girl. We've got to find something easy to plug in everywhere. Because you do, if your name is really complex... Now, if has to become, I don't know, a TV personality in Guatemala, no one's going to be able to say your name properly. And that means you're not going to get to where you need to go. There's going to be a point where people are going to go, I'm sorry, that name's too difficult. I don't care how talented that person is. Bye-bye.
No, man. People.
So,
would...
I hate my name for saying Gareth.
You hate your
name? It's that TH at the end. You didn't know this?
No.
Oh, yeah. Please. I'm still upset with my parents about that.
Oh, boy.
So what exactly doesn't work for you with your name?
The TH at the end. It's very difficult for people to pronounce.
So you prefer Gara?
No.
Garrett?
I'm going to go with Gary, even. At least Gary is just four letters. Four letters is great. Look at Sia. I know it's short for Siabonga,
yes.
Right? But Sia. Everyone, no one in the world can mispronounce Sia. You see that in Denmark, they're going to say Sia. Like, Japan, See ya.
Yeah, let me give them siyabonga njabulo nkosenhle sangweni
fela. But that's the point. If you do that, you're going to frighten them the hell away. They're never going to talk to you again. You know what
like,
I mean?
Like, what's popping in your mouth? What's going on
right
there?
You know, nosbekageshe. How's that going to go?
I still like that name.
That's a beautiful name. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Bonita, what's up?
Oh, you know, I want to talk to you about this baby naming thing. My sister named her children Chloe and Zoe.
Yeah.
You cannot believe how critical people are saying that their dog's names are Chloe and Zoe. And it's absolutely disgusting that people can have an opinion. You know, and when I look at my nieces, I can't imagine them being named anything else.
So you think it's disgusting that people have an opinion?
Yes, about how can it be somebody else's importance that your child is named Chloe?
Well, you give your child a dumbass name, they're going to criticize you.
Ah, how is that a dumbass name?
I'm not saying it's a... Good Lord, you're defensive. Fucking hell, so early in the morning, really?
Yes, so early in the morning, Gareth.
Calm down. I'll tell you something. If you call your child Chloe and Zoe, and the next one comes along and it's called Doey, everybody's going to laugh at you. I don't care how upset that makes you.
It wouldn't. It's not about that. It was the spelling of the names that was important.
Okay, how do you spell them?
It's Chloe with a K and Zoe with a Z. So it's strong letters.
Ah, you say so. You know what I say? I say that your sister, it's your sister's kids, right? I say your sister watched a little bit too much of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. That's where she got...
Don't be crazy. Don't
where did she get Chloe with a K, please? You telling me she made that up on her own?
No. It's on Google. Come on.
Oh, on Google. That's the new place to find a name for your kid. Whatever happened to names that already exist?
No, it's more of what it means and things like that. I don't know what it means, but I know that they were very upset that somebody said that their dogs were named Chloe and Zoe. But why bring that up? Why does it matter?
I got...
why can't you just be happy they had children?
I got two... Sure, I got two cockroaches at home called Chloe and Zoe.
Oh, that's not scary.
I don't see why you think that the naming of the kids is suddenly like a reflection on the kids or it's cruel. The parents called them Chloe and Zoe. They're always going to be teased because their names sound the same. That's nobody's fault.
By children, but it's a different thing when an adult thinks it's okay to do that. It's not okay.
I think it's funny.
No,
I'm not being horrible. Your sister decided this is what your sister decided for your kid, for their kids. So she must now bear the brunt. It's her fault. She gave them names that sound the same. And that in the case of Chloe, that you spell with a K, which I think is ridiculous, people are going to mock them. And it's not the kid's fault, it's your sister's stupid fault.
No, I don't think so, Gareth. Really, I don't think so.
You don't think so because you don't want to face up to this. You think it's the person who has an opinion's fault. If you hear...
Yeah,
let me tell you what, David...
What does it matter? Does it matter? Does it matter that somebody caught their child...
Call your child whatever you want, but I reserve the right to mock it if it's a stupid name. David Bowie called his kid Zowie Bowie. All right? That's like Chloe and Zoe. It's exactly the same thing. So Zowie Bowie grows up. This kid was so traumatized, he changed his name. Because his stupid-ass father wanted to be clever. And the kid was sick of being teased by the age of, I don't know, 9, 10. Changed his name.
Okay.
You see what parents do? And then we stand up for this. We're like, oh, well, it's my possession. I can call it whatever I want.
Look at my name, okay? My name means pretty.
Bonita, yeah, it's a nice name.
No, it's horrible. Do you know how I get called pretty ugly and all of these things? It's,
you know what, Bonita? The world is not full of nice people. I don't know when you hit this realization. There are going to be people who are going to find something to criticize you about. If it's your name, that's a bad start. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You should have been called Sally. Nothing wrong with Sally, right?
Oh, you're Mustang Sally, I'm sure.
All right, Bonita, don't get all sensitive about this stuff.
Okay.
People are going to... You know what? And children are the worst. Children will tease each other about their names, even if your name is totally normal.
Right. Yeah, when you look at names, what name isn't being teased? If you go through all the names, all of them can be teased.
Right, but if you call your daughter Chloe, people are going to always compare her to Khloe Kardashian.
Yeah, I suppose.
And what a horrible monster to be compared to.
Yeah, I suppose. But you got to. She doesn't look like Zoe Kardashian. Thank
doesn't
you.
Matter. You're making excuses. You know this is wrong.
No. She can't be called anything else. It's like trying to say, if you look at her, she's a Chloe. It's like, I don't know.
You're going to make every excuse in the book to try and absolve your sister of responsibility here. She's limited the child's opportunity to be fantastic. That's what she's done.
Yeah, but you see, that's the difference. I love my sister, you see.
Yeah, of course you love her, and you love her, and you love your niece and nephew as well, right?
Oh, my nieces. I don't have a nephew.
Okay, well, you love your nieces. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't question that. Why do you jump to the conclusion that you don't love them if you criticize them?
No, because I don't believe that you should break people down if you love them.
No one's breaking anyone down. You're commenting on a stupid choice of name. Which everyone who cares, you know what people.
We have different opinions on that.
All right, so you're going to shut your mouth and you're going to say this is fantastic, great name, and then the kid's going to grow up hating its name.
No, I don't think she'll hate her name.
All right. Well, wait and see. Reconnect with me in about 5 years. We'll talk about Chloe and Zoe.
No problem. We'll be.
Chloe, Zoe, Doey, and Moe. And Dopey, the parent, and your sister Dopey.
All right,
listen, Bonita, I like your name.
Thanks.
And I know what that means, and I can spell it. Bonita. Not difficult, right? Chloe with a K.
No, double E.
Ask her to spell her name on the phone when she's 10 years old. Hi, it's Chloe. C-H. No, it's with a K. Ah, fuck. Know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Oh, so suddenly I make sense, huh?
No. I understand that there's complications to her name. But I also look at her and I can't imagine her being named anything else.
Well, that's because your sister wouldn't put that name on her. That's what happens. That's what I'm saying. It's like slavery. Everyone's got a slave name. Your parents decided, because they were the slave owners, what they were going to call you.
No, my name came from an ex-girlfriend of my father's or something.
Your mother allowed that?
Yes, sis.
he thought she was very pretty, so he named me that.
Your mother allowed that?
My mother allowed that.
Wow. Oh, this family and names. This is something. Your family are great. All right, Bonita, I love you.
Thanks, Dad.
Bye-bye, baby. Give my love to Zoe and Chloe and all the rest
of
them.
I will do so.
Right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. Dragonita. Can you imagine?
Can I tell you what's going to happen with Chloe and Zoe? They'll get teased at school, but as soon as they're out of school, they'll start a YouTube channel. Everyone will love the fact they called Chloe and Zoe and they're related. They'll become instant celebrities. And they'll get millions and millions because their names are Chloe and Zoe. They will capitalize on the fact their names are Chloe and Zoe.
All right. Nice. That's one way of looking at it.
The future's bright, Chloe and Zoe.
Good for you, Flex, trying to find the silver lining.
What do you guys actually end up settling on? Or at least like a shortlist for your nephew?
There was no shortlist. We were not even consulted, the rest of us.
Can I add a name to it?
What?
Jackson Cliff.
Jackson Cliff. Well, Jackson would be fine. But I'm kind of more, I just like names that already exist.
Like a traditional something.
I'm not traditional as in old-fashioned.
Uh-huh.
I'm just saying names that actually already exist. You know, if I look at the things that they call cars these days, it's weird to me.
Okay. Or yeah, Qashqai.
What the hell is a Qashqai?
It's a Qashqai.
You see, they're running out of things to call these cars, so they make up words, and they steal them from, like, Outer Mongolia, where nobody uses that word anymore. It's very odd.
You know it's like the worst name? Bertrude.
Bertrude.
And then you get called Bertie.
Bertrude.
I've never heard of Bertrude.
There are so many people named Bertrude, and then they just go by Bertie. Ask a Bertie what their full name is.
Wait, Bertrude or Bertrude?
Bertrude.
I've never heard of Bertrude.
Neither have I. That's the first time I heard that.
See, the only problem is there are certain names that just sound old.
Right. If you call your
can't picture a four-year-old Margaret.
No, or Rose, or Daisy. Any flower is a problem.
You just instantly sound senile, and I feel like I need to put an adult diaper on.
And you smell a powder.
Oof, yeah.
Or worse. See, what is wrong with Michael, Sia, Ben, Mabali? Mabali gets you into trouble also because it's Mbali. There's a different name, Mbali. Then there's my barley and all the things that they mispronounce with that.
Yeah.
Maybelline.
Everyone, yeah. Everyone mispronounces my name the first time, and this is like across the board, race-wise. Everyone, black right. people included.
Right. So here's the question. Think of how much time you waste correcting people. And I mean, if it's a person you'll never see again, you probably don't even bother correcting them.
Mm-mm.
But if you think about the amount of time you spend explaining to people, no, mabale, mabale, mabale. And you say it to them probably two or three times because they're dense. Think of the time you'd save. See, if your name was Murgatroyd.
Or Margaret. This naming thing is such a problem because, for example, my nephew was born just a couple of months before a Drake song came out. So it'll make sense. Now, Yolo, Y-O-L-O,
right.
is a Xhosa name and means blessing. And, you know, my sister loved that. So we went with that. Yolo, nice. That Yolo. Was fine.
But that's also, again... I mean, it's going to be, you know, like, you only live once.
And
YOLO.
That's the thing. Then Drake came out with the song, and
but
the whole
that,
thing was like,
YOLO. But
they
didn't name the kid after Drake's song, which is important.
But now everybody thinks he's named after Drake, and that's the problem now.
No,
and it's like, hey, you only live once.
You can explain that, right? You could explain that. And also, YOLO. They're going to say YOLO, and
exactly.
they're going to say all kinds of other things all over the world. YOLO, and all kinds of other crap. But it's an easy name. Like, you could spell YOLO. YOLO, YOLO. You know what you're dealing with. On the phone, have you ever tried to order a pizza?
Aria
and you have
not.
You can't, right? Aria, it's going to be very difficult. Eh?
He just goes A-R-I. That's yep. what he goes
there
on.
We go.
Do you know which family got their kid's name spot on? Like, if I needed to name my kid, I'd phone them up.
Who?
The Beckhams.
What are their kids' names?
Okay, so one's Brooklyn Beckham. That's a dope name. Another one, Romeo Beckham.
Mm-hmm.
Cruz Beckham, and the little girl, Harper.
Actually, yeah, I don't have a problem with any of those names.
But Harper's second name is Seven.
Okay, that's a bit messed up.
Yeah. It can't possibly be as messed up as Apple Paltrow okay. or whatever yeah. her surname is. Yeah. Apple Martin.
Martin Paltrow, whatever.
Apple Martini is probably one of the names she'll deal with in school.
See, Gwyneth is like Gareth, so she's traumatized. That's why she took it out on her children. It's a good thing. I don't want... You know what? Let everybody... Just name your kid whatever you want.
Well, I think people already do that anyway.
Yeah. Tried to make a rule here. It wasn't going to work. Michelle says, Garrett, stop this conversation immediately. Roscoe says, damn it, why are we talking about Kardashians? Ugh. Roscoe, calm down. They're going to come into every conversation with you, like it or not.
Yeah. Well, Chloe with a K is much better than North, so let's not go there.
Whoa, you know the rapper Chief Keef?
No.
Okay, you guys probably don't know him. Do you want to know what he named his baby?
Sure.
To promote his album, he named his baby Snow, next word film on, next word dot, next word com, next word Cozart.
See, that's a kind of child abuse. I really think that, but his name is what, Steve Keef, what?
Chief Keef.
Yeah, okay, but that's probably not on his birth certificate, though. That's not what's on his birth certificate.
His real name's Keith Cozart.
This is what I call the cycle of violence. Because that is violent. It's a terrible, cruel, vicious thing to do to your child to call it dot something dot com. No, what an awful thing to do to your kid just so you can sell albums. And no one cares. No one's going to buy your... Spief. What's his name?
Chief Keef.
Oh my God.
You know how when you're... What's the legal drinking age in this country? Is it 18 or 21?
18.
18. 12, isn't it?
No, the legal age. Not the age.
Not the actual age.
Not the actual age. Imagine if there was a legal age that gave you an option to change your name. So at age 18, you can go in and apply to change your name.
You should be able to.
Do you think a lot of people would?
I would have changed it to something from the Bible.
Oh, boy.
Peter. John. Michael, Matthew. These are names that, you know, like they've been around 2,000-3,000 years. It's a long time. Moses. There's a good solid name.
Moses.
Been around since 5,000 years ago. Great name. Stood the test of time. Huh? Good name.
Mabale, would you ever want to change your name?
Nah. I'm okay with my names. Like, I
your
don't,
second name is
Masibotsa.
I like that.
Oh, you see, it just I don't know what it means, but like it just rolls up.
And you see, and you see Abonga?
You see, I hated my names growing up. Hated it. Especially every time you book like a ticket and you'll get the airline calling you like, "Hi, Mr. Sangweni Finn." Your names don't fit on the ticket. And I always had to like take a name or two off. My name would never fit on a line at school because that was like the one thing I wanted. I just wanted my name to fit on a line.
Sangweni Finn. It's a long one, huh?
Exactly.
But you know what's funny is Sangweni is much easier to pronounce and to spell over the phone than Finn. Because Finn has got a Y in it instead of an
it's
I.
It's not like an F-I-N or something.
See, we
something
all have our problem.
Simple.
Actually, every name's a disaster. We should just be called 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
And then what about 700 and
yeah,
listen
we should,
properly?
Well, I mean, if there's 7 billion people and everyone has a number, then there's going to be some pretty long-ass numbers.
Yeah.
But if you can remember a phone number, we should just have our phone numbers as our names. I'll be 07, whatever it is. Yeah, give me that name.
Okay, that's going to be a complete...
And you can port across networks.
That would make dating so much easier.
Yeah, right.
Walk up to someone in the club, what's your name?
I'm 0839115742. What's your name?
Oh, I'm 0635551278.
Oh, it's great to meet you. Can I call you 06 for short?
Yeah, I was about to say, how can you get a nickname from that?
Well, I mean, you probably end up with nicknames anyway. I mean, look at how everybody rounds off there. I love people who shorten names. I got friends who shorten my name. It used to be... some people would call me... Gare something, where they'd put something on the end of that, and then eventually it just became G-A. It can't be shorter than that. Gare?
I think Danny Kay calls you that.
Yeah,
doesn't
he does.
He?
Oh, how's it, Gay?
Gaza.
Hi, Gay. How you do? Oh, you're off, Gay. Ooh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks, Dan. Dan's still three letters. Still your name.
We should start like a number plate system. So you get like a generic, but if you're very wealthy, you can get a customized number plate.
Another reason for the rich to feel better than the rest of us. No, thank you.
I think we can make money off names.
Who's going to make money? The government?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they need more money.
Yeah, they need more.
Yeah, great idea. Flax, that one is the worst idea for the morning. Strike that and burn it immediately. All right, so much to talk about this morning. By the way, Ben not here, so we're going to skip the sport completely and see if it makes any difference to people's lives. I'm not being horrible. I'm just saying that for the moment, I'm not prepared to do sport. Neither is Mubs. See, I didn't even play sport at school, so let's leave that alone.
I did play under-14F rugby.
Oh, really? Under-14F? F.
Yes.
Yay.
That means there was an A, B, C, D, E. There were five teams you didn't make it into.
Can I tell you something?
In your own age group.
There would be times you go to practice and
were
you
there
go...
Even any, was it you and the coach? Like, who else was in the F team?
You'd call your coach like, "Coach, I can't make it to practice." They're like, "Yeah, okay."
No one else can either.
You're really, yeah. They're really unbothered.
The three other kids can't make it either.
Under 14F, that's my claim to fame.
Because the E team had two guys six, so your other two teammates had to go and work in the E team, so there is no F team this week. Wow.
It was probably like the old boys team, like the people who matriculated like 40 years back, the F team.
Yeah.
I just have a picture of me on a sports field, and that's all I need in life.
Elson just sent me a picture of a receipt, and you know Elson's in Zim. The cashier's name is Anyway Sorry.
Oh, well, you see, I mean, yeah.
Anyway Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
See, now that's a kind of parental abuse. I once met a girl called Agreement, also from Zim. Her name was Agreement.
Look, man, there are interesting names that can't come out of every part of the world.
Vaughn says, you have to hear all the versions of the pronunciation of my name, Vaughn, in Dubai. Everyone's saying the ch, vochen, and sometimes jh, vorgen.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, your parents asked for that. Now you have to bear the brunt. Michael from Stellenbosch says, in Australia, the name Michael shortened to Mick. Not even to Michael, it's Mick. Tabo says, did you guys see the SABC radio will be playing 90% South African music from today? I think it's unnecessary. I think it's great.
Look, the artists are happy. I saw Casper Nyovest was being interviewed last night.
Well, listen, these artists. I think that the artists are all dumb because all they think is more money, right?
Well, that's what they want.
They're going to be paid more royalties. They're still not going to be able to scrape together a living, most of them. But the fact is, it's good for transformation. It's accelerated transformation. And the SABC should be at the forefront of this. I was trying, when I was at the SABC, I tried to get a local song playlist. Did you remember I had that artist?
Yes.
Yeah, we tried to get his song on. Nothing. They wouldn't play it. And I think for a lot of local artists, it's a very big struggle to try and get your music heard. Mm. I mean, everybody knows a musician in this country, because there's so many of them, that can't get their songs played. So at least the SABC now will, because with 90%, I mean, I don't know how these stations are going to even fill their playlists. It was easy when it was 20-25%, even 30, because you can find enough good stuff to fill 30%. Now they're going to have to dig deep, which means they're going to think expansively. It's not a bad thing. I'm in favor of it.
With regards to this, I heard last night that they're going to be trialing it for 3 months and then reassessing if it works.
Yeah.
That's sensible. I mean, try something out. If it doesn't work, then you know that to let it go.
You know, in radio, they're all so scared of losing audience that they'll... Everything, they have to research everything. So they'll do this because they want to know whether the audience is going to drop off or whether the audience is going to grow. If the audience grows, you better believe they'll keep it. If the audience drops off, you watch, mark my words, 3 months from now, back to now, back to where we were yesterday.
And they'll somehow justify it as well.
Yeah, they'll say, oh no, we supported, for those 3 months, we were very supportive of local music. Yeah, and now?
Well, no, not so much.
Not so much.
I feel like 90s a bit too much though.
You know what? It's their decision, and it's not my fight. It's the SABC's call, and you could say what you want, but at least Claudie's doing something.
I feel like there'll just be a lot of like Brenda Fassie, and just like they'll just go way back where.
That's cool too.
Yeah,
I don't mind Brenda Fassie.
What was it before the percentage?
I remember we were playing like 25%, so one in every four songs.
Oh wow, it changed a lot.
Now it'll be four out of every four songs. I don't know how, you know, I think of these shows that play a lot of international EDM, for example. Mm. They're not going to be able to play that. And you're never going to hear Beyonce again, by the way. Forget about Beyonce and Taylor Swift.
It'll just be like once in the day.
That's okay, because do you know how many people already have their albums downloaded?
Cool. I'm cool with that.
I'm cool with that too. You see, and this is the thing, is in 2016, you can get any song you want to listen to. You don't need the radio stations for that.
And people are getting, did you see how hot under the collar some people are getting about this? They're like,
sure they
90%, it's disgusting, it's too much. You know what? Radio is the best thing in the world, because if you don't like something, you don't have to listen to it.
Yeah.
And if you do like something, you keep listening. That's the easiest rule to follow of all. And I think, good, support local music, support local artists, and give people an idea of how much talent there is. I'm involved in a talent show on television, for God's sake. So we do. We try to find local talent. You think that those idols don't struggle to get their songs playlisted?
True.
Trust me, they do.
So is this not the
idiot
time?
Idiot program directors who sit there in their offices and go, no, we can't play that. No, we can't play that. No, we can't play that. As if they know what's best for all of us.
Is this not the time we change Cliff Central's tagline to, we'll play your Beyonce and Taylor Swift?
No, because we're already 100% local. The only show we've got is Mark Bland, right? That isn't from here. So call it 98% of our lineup is South African. And we don't play a lot of music at all. So I'm talking about the content, right?
We can mind those Bieber Fever fans, though.
I want to put up a billboard saying SABC 90% content, awesome. Cliff Central 98% content, even more awesome. Right?
Yeah, they'll love that.
Damn straight, baby. Graham says, Gareth, what the hell's going on? Protesters have blocked the N2 in Cape Town and are throwing rocks at motorists. Is this an uprising, and when do we charge the union buildings with pitchforks? I'm in. Ah, Graham, I'm so sick of people who think that violence is the only way to get what they want, or who only can get violent because they're not being listened to. I'm sick of this. I like, government's got to step up their game, man. How can people still be doing this?
government doesn't care. Vuani is literally burning down in Limpopo, and they don't care.
Well, we talk to Justice about that later. He's got some things to say, believe me, and he's very hot under the collar about this thing. Grant says, nice for you guys being able to play, how do they say it, whatever the hell you like. Yeah, that's true. And listen, whenever I do play a song every now and then, people criticize that too. So I can't win.
And some of those songs are international that they criticize. Exactly. Nobody knows what they want.
Kylie Minogue. Well, Ben had it worse, so it's fine.
Yeah, Ben had it worse. Gedlehlekisa, he who smiles while crushing you. That's the name. At least his parents knew what they were calling him.
Yeah.
And that came to be the best name of all. Gedlehlekisa. All right. What is my nephew named? Well, they're still, I don't know if they've decided, but they're going to give him a first name and a middle name. So I'm trying to, I will let you know as soon as that happens.
How does it work in your religion with the naming? Because in Judaism, no, the boy after 8 days and then the girl at the first Shabbos.
Well, there's no religion, so it doesn't know.
So you just name it when it comes out?
I suppose my brother's nominally a Christian. I don't know what that means. There's no naming, there's no rules. All these stupid rules.
I always thought you name it when you do the baptism.
No.
No.
You name it.
No.
Well, I was baptized. Fat lot of good that did.
Oh. You were not saved.
What was my you know, it's again, it's the parents. It's whatever makes them happy. Stupid. I mean, like, I wanted water poured in my head as a little kid. Could have saved me all that drama.
I've never seen a baby that doesn't cry in that moment.
They hate it. And we keep doing it to them, and we go, oh, it's tradition. Leave the child alone.
The only good I got from my baptism is my christening gown, which I still have.
You still have it?
Oh, I was a fat baby, but at least it was pure silk.
And my parents also have one. I think they got mine somewhere, too. I have no idea. But, you know, again, just another example of where your parents force their shit onto you. They choose your name, which you have no say in. It's your life. You're about to become an individual.
Yeah.
They'll choose your name. They'll choose your religion. They'll choose what stupid rituals you have to take part in as a child.
They'll cut off your foreskin and you have no say.
In your case, they'll cut off your foreskin. I mean, what a violation. Take your tiny cock at that age and they start slicing at it with a...
Making it smaller.
I mean, really, what a horrible thing to do. We're such monsters. And then parents get upset with you when you, like, tease their child for their stupid name. Be like, oh, that's so mean. I'm mean. You just cut off the kid's foreskin. Tell me I'm mean. Anyway. All right. It's very funny. Here in Eastern Europe, says Chris. Actually, it's Chris P. Bacon.
Oh. Bacon is his surname.
Okay.
I don't know Chris if that's right. No, I don't think that's right. Yeah. No. Chris.P. Bacon.
Yeah.
He says, here in Eastern Europe, there's a list of names that you have to choose from. Names like Svetopluk or Janosik.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Svetopluk. That's probably the worst name I've ever heard in my life. Svetopluk. Good Lord. All right, people. Oh,
my worst has to be Diploma.
That's a name?
And the story behind it is these parents sent their daughter off to university and they said, you're going to come back with a diploma. The girl came back in the middle of tertiary and she was pregnant. And she was like, well, no, I have to stay at home. And the parents were like, well, like it or not, we wanted a diploma when you came back from school. So they named the baby Diploma.
Sure.
Now that's so bad because now the child is going to grow up in that shadow of like, I'm the one who...
And also, what if she ends up with a degree instead of a diploma? Or what if she doesn't even make her diploma? And then her name is Diploma. And they go, oh, because kids are going to go... Well, not even kids. Adults are going to go, so have you got one? And she's going to go, what? They're going to go, you know, your name's Diploma, so have you got one? As if she's never heard that joke 100 times before. And then she's going to have to go, no, I don't.
I just feel bad for that child. The Diplomas of the world, the Wednesdays of the world.
Oh. Wednesday Adams. I like that name. My brother, says Nick, wants to call his firstborn son Leonidas.
Sure.
Or Goku.
Oh, my word.
Huh? How's that? That's pretty cool.
Isn't Goku like a Pokemon or something?
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
Dragon Ball Z.
All right. Hey, is Pashida here?
Yes.
Pashida's our intern. I want to meet Pashida. Let everybody get to know her. She's interning with us this morning. Pashida, come and say hello and tell everybody about yourself. Come
now,
on
that's
in.
That's a cool name, though.
Pashida,
isn't it?
Beautiful
Sounds
name.
Sounds very exotic.
Yeah, sit right here next to my bunny. Grab a seat. Make yourself comfortable.
Pashida.
Yeah, Pashida. That's a beautiful name. Huh?
Thank you.
Yeah. So what's your story? Tell me about yourself.
Well, I just recently graduated from UJ in Public Relations and Communications.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And very I just nice. Recently got married too.
Hey.
He liked it and you put a ring on.
Good.
We are on the fast forward button here.
Yes, we are. Yeah. Pushing the milestones.
So tell us about this husband of yours. Do you know him well?
I believe I know him well, but he continuously surprises me.
Oh, really?
Yes. He's a creative, so he's got different personalities.
Oh, that's well, as long as those different personalities aren't horrible personalities, all is well.
No, they keep me on my toes. They keep me on my toes.
So how long have you guys been married?
2 years now.
Congratulations.
Close to 2 years.
Very
Thank
good.
Thank you.
Yeah, they say that 2 years, if you can cross the 2 year mark and then the 7 year mark, you're good.
Yeah. So keep our fingers
crossed. I haven't even been able to cross the 2 month mark in a relationship. That's my problem. Okay, so Pashida, you're gonna be hanging out with us. You'll yes. be interning with us for this week.
Yes.
Next few days. What are you looking to learn?
I'm looking to learn the ins and outs of everything. How does Cliff Central work?
Sure.
How does it tick? And what's the vibe of it? What's the heart of Cliff Central?
Spend some time there with Flax, and you can spend some time with Sia, and just stay away from me, you know.
Okay, definitely. Stay away from you.
And everyone's sick.
I like you. Yeah, you're very bubbly.
Everyone's
yeah.
sick.
Don't get sick from any of these people, all right?
Oh, I will quarantine Please. Myself. Yeah. I will definitely fill myself with vitamin C.
There we go. You see, she's already smarter than the rest of you. I think you. I should. Who can I fire to give you a job? All right. What do you think of these names? You've got a beautiful name.
All these names. I don't know. Like, I feel sorry for other people with weird names. Like, at school, there used to be this guy called Praise the Lord. And every time they call him over the intercom, they're like, Praise the Lord, please come to the office.
Attention, please. Attention, please. Could Praise the Lord please come to the principal's office? Thank you.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I kind of like that, though.
What if he grows up and he turns out not to be too big on Jesus?
Exactly.
What's going to happen then? What if he converts to Buddhism and his name is Praise the Lord?
Or what if he becomes a serial killer and they're talking about him in the news?
Yeah. Praise the Lord
killer.
Johnson was arrested this morning for hacking apart an old lady.
And that's one word.
With
hey?
A sling blade.
Was Praise the Lord yes. all one word?
Yes.
Great. Amazing.
Wow.
Talk of, yo, I would love to know what. Yeah, the parents are obviously very religious people.
Very.
It's just unbelievable. Gift says people always have their stupid jokes with my name. His name's Gift. I'm in sales, so when I call people and they say my name, most people are asking, oh, so do you have a gift for me today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd punch those people in the head. How irritating. Harassed Mom says, well, that's her Twitter name. So, imagine if you had to have your Twitter name. And some people have horrible Twitter names, right?
They do.
Yeah. Harassed Mom says, I miss Follow the Bounce. That's Ben. Ben would be called
Follow the Bounce.
Like Praise the Lord.
Could Follow the Bounce please report to the principal's office, please? Thank you.
Makes me sound like I know what's going on when I talk to my father-in-law. It shocks him every time. So you see, this is where Ben is really helping a lot of people. He's making sport understandable and entertaining to people so that they can talk to people who only know sport. I met the Australian High Commissioner at the CEO Sleepout launch the other day.
Mm-hmm.
The first thing he says to me is, how the fuck are you? No, he didn't say that. Wouldn't it have been funny?
Yeah, chopper
so anyway, he, Yeah. So he goes, hi, how are you? So I said, hello, High Commissioner. So he said, something, you know, like South Africa, Australia, there's always this thing about us. I said to him, look, High Commissioner, don't worry about that stuff. I don't watch rugby, so I don't have an issue with Australians. I like Australians. I'm cool with that. I don't think about Australians only in the context of rugby. So he said, oh, that's fantastic. I'm so sick of that. Well, he didn't say I was so sick of that, but I'd imagine he probably is. I just brought that up because of Ben and Australians. Then there are lots more messages here. This is from Sean. He says, my name is Sean. It's a normal name. But the kids in school found Sean Gray, which is my surname, and made it into Sean Gay. Kids are such assholes.
Yes.
They really are.
They mean.
They'll find a way. So what is Peshitta and where is it from and what does it mean and like what's that all about?
Well, with this name, it's been a struggle just to find a meaning because my aunt was a bookworm, so she found it in a book. My mom wanted to name me after herself. So my aunt was like, no, I found this cool name. Give her this name.
Right.
So it means to sacrifice in one of the Chinese languages. To sacrifice, yes.
So you've got a Chinese name.
Yeah, it's got one of those mixtures. Like there's some, it's like a little bit of like from India, China, Mozambique. So I think it's a whole mixture.
No, I like that name. That's a beautiful name, Peshitta.
Yes, it's a great conversation starter.
Ever met any other Peshittas?
No, I don't want to either. They must die. I must be the only one.
Okay, whoa. They must die?
All right, it's your name. She's very possessive of her name. No one else is allowed it. Very good. All right, Peshitta, thank you very much. Enjoy your day here with us.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions, ask them to us live on the air. All right.
No problem. Thank you for welcoming me. You guys are so warm and friendly.
Sure, anytime. And you see, if you ask your questions while we're doing the show, then other people might have also been asking that question, and we can answer it for you and for them.
Great.
All right. There we go. Peshitta, very bubbly. I like her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So she's here to spend a couple of days with us. Yeah, we've got interns coming in here all the time at cliffcentral.com. Some of them stay, some of them don't. But everybody has to get a chance. So we've got a long waiting list of people already. But it's always good to meet new people and to see what talent there is out there. Right, Mubs?
That's right.
Okay. Let's get the money on the way. I know Anthea is waiting on the line. Justice Malala coming up in a short while with the Burning Platform. And our special guest today, Tito Mboweni, the former governor of the Reserve Bank, former Minister of Labor under the Mandela government, and someone who really, I think, could give us a lot of insight into where and when and how and what is going on in South Africa with the experience he's had. And also to talk about the economy, how we kickstart this, what we need to do. The man is smart. So I can't wait to have him in here. Tito Mboweni coming up. All right, let's get into money with Anthea Gardner. You know what happens here. Good morning, Anthea.
So hard for the money.
Hey, hey, hey.
Anthea is a nice name.
Yeah, Anthea is a nice name. I like that name.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
I had nothing to do with it.
No, of course. None of us ever. That's my whole point. None of us ever do. Our parents just decide these things long before we can make any noise about it, you know?
I'm not sure it really suits me, though.
You don't think so?
Flower princess.
Yeah, so you're a flower princess.
Isn't that just cute? I'm not really that, am I?
Well, yeah. What would you prefer, Brunhilde?
That is a good point. Okay, I'll stay with Anthea then.
All right, what do we got in the markets today?
So yesterday was a real battle between kind of the Rand bulls and the Rand bears. We started in the morning at 15:14, then it went to 15:30 by mid-morning-ish, and then by the afternoon it was 15:02. I'm clearly still not used to this volatility. It's all too much. Global markets were lower, but our market managed to end 49 basis points up. Although that's not the real story, our market was up a lot higher during the day. But when the U.S. opened, there's sort of a indiscriminate sell-off, actually. Volumes traded very low yesterday, 1.1 billion. I've not seen that low for a while now.
Hmm.
It really was about the U.S., though. The U.S. closed more than 1% lower last night. There are a couple of things going on there. So first of all, retailers seem to be taking a lot of strain. Wall Street has downgraded Macy's and Gap, the clothing retailer. And then on top of that, Stefan Larsson, who was the CEO of Gap, has left and gone to Ralph Lauren.
Hmm.
So it's a bit of a blow for Gap because he's the guy that they credited really with turning Old Navy around.
Okay.
Gap was down 6% yesterday. Ralph Lauren was up 12% yesterday.
So you see, one person can affect the market that much.
Absolutely, yeah.
Cool.
And then Disney reported an earnings miss, which they don't often do. The share was down 4% yesterday. Earnings grew by 2%, mostly because of Star Wars and the resorts, though. Their TV business seems to be struggling quite a bit.
Huh.
So Rob Iger was saying that anything that's kind of Disney branded works very well, but all the other stuff, all the other brands they own, not so much. Although that's not nearly as bad as Office Depot and Staples. These are two stationery companies in the US, and they had to terminate plans, or they didn't have to, they did. They terminated plans to merge because a US federal judge ordered the deal to be halted temporarily because he was worried about the competition.
Yeah.
Office Depot was down 40% yesterday.
Ooh.
I know, that takes the share back to 2013 levels. And then Staples was down 18% as well. So really kind of all the US consumer stocks just struggling at the moment, I think. That's what it is.
Right.
And then locally, Datatech released full year results. Top line growth flat, so revenue was $6.4 billion. And that's not a mistake. They actually do report in dollars. I think actually about less than a third of the company's revenue is generated locally. So I can understand why they report in dollars. Market obviously wasn't expecting too much because the share was still up 2% on the day. Management seemed quite confident that they can grow top line growth next year, but I'm finding that hard to believe in this economic environment. And on top of that, you know, we've got some big ICT companies. What is the other? Oh, goodness, look at me, forgot. but there's EOH and Adapt IT and all these, a huge competition for them. And then Life Healthcare also reported results yesterday. This is the hospital business.
So we've got Netcare, we've got Mediclinic and Life Healthcare. Those are the three major ones. And Ascendis, I suppose, four.
No, I think Ascendis is more pharma, whereas Life Healthcare, Netcare, Mediclinic are hospitals.
Okay, got you.
Yeah, so slightly different there. So Life Healthcare managed to grow revenue by 11% year on year to 7.9 billion rand. Very respectable set of results. Group EBITDA was 2.1 million rand. The share was up 5% yesterday, which is okay, acceptable. But I must admit, my top picks in the sector are still Netcare and Mediclinic. Actually, Mediclinic, probably my favorite. Admittedly, Netcare and Mediclinic haven't really done anything in the last couple of months. They've pretty much moved in line with market. But I'm happy to be patient in this sector. So
right.
I'll sit it out with my Mediclinics.
And you know what? People are always going to be sick, so there's always going to be money there.
Absolutely, yeah.
Right.
And I guess the question, of course, is how they expand. And Mediclinics, they're quite, what's the word I'm looking for? They're, like they do lots of deals, you know. I don't want to say acquisitive because they're not buyers. They're actually deal makers. And so that is always a catalyst for increasing
when
growth.
When you say that, are you talking about deals with suppliers and deals with...
No, with other businesses. So remember they did the JV with the Dubai-based hospital business.
Oh, right. Okay, yeah. Got you.
So we'll wait and see with that one. I think I'm happy holding Mediclinics.
Cool.
And then that's it, really. Asia's negative today. I think it's the first time this week that Asia's negative. And again, actually, we've had a few earnings results out of there which weren't so great. So I think people are just worried about profitability of companies in this environment.
So, in other words, another day of lackluster trade you're expecting?
I'm afraid so, yes. I guess the only excitement is this rand at the moment, isn't it?
Well, yeah. and it's so up and down that you actually don't know what the hell's going on.
And it's not the excitement you really want either.
No. All right. Thank you, Anthea. That's a
pleasure.
Look at the markets and the money this morning with Anthea. Nice brief look, although we like it when we can get into detail about things. It's just not that much going on at the moment. If you think you've got something that you want to talk about, you can always email us. Anthea responds to all the questions. You can email her directly or email me and I'll forward it to her. Just gareth@cliffcentral.com. It's that easy. All right, when we come back, we'll check in with Justice Malala and the Burning Platform. Every Thursday we do this with Justice. We check in on the biggest stories in South Africa and we figure out a way to understand this crazy political situation, this crazy social situation, this crazy economic situation that we always find ourselves in. All of that's coming up next. CliffCentral.com. CliffCentral.com.